Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, the Christmas season is getting into full swing, and we're in the midst of a series on the importance of Advent, those 4 weeks we anticipate Christmas and anticipate the birth of Christ. And of course, if you've missed last week's show, we want to encourage you to visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to download it. But last week, we talked about some of the symbolism that the Advent wreath has and how that we can use that symbolism to teach our kids about God. And Bruce, for those of us who perhaps maybe are not familiar with the Advent wreath, could you kind of touch a little bit upon what the symbolism of the wreath is?
Well, it's a wreath, first of all. There's no beginning, no end, and it's green, usually made out of evergreens. We use hand tracings that color green in our model out on the website. But the idea is eternal life comes through the Advent, through the coming of Jesus. And there's five candles, four that form a square and then one in the middle, and each of those candles has a very special meaning. Several of them are purple, reminding us of the royalty of Jesus and the idea of repentance. The pink one reminds us of joy, and the white one in the center, lit on Christmas Day, is the one that represents Jesus coming to earth.
Well, Bruce, we often talk about Christmas as a time of repentance, but it's also a perfect time to talk to our kids about the need to turn or repent from our sins. And, you know, I remember when we darkened our room as we lit our first Advent candle last week, I was struck by how the light of hope gradually overcame the darkness. Mm-hmm. And it was a great reminder to me, at least, of how God will ultimately overcome the darkness in this world.
Well, and that's why some of these things are just so special in helping teaching our kids, because not only is it words, but kids can see that it's dark and now there's light. Mm-hmm. And the hope is that more light is going to come. And the progression of the candles that are lit each week as the room gets brighter and brighter symbolizes the gradual retreat of sin's power over the world and over our lives. So each candle also then reminds us that our faith should be actively burning in our lives, that we are mm-hmm. to be lights in a dark world.
Well, Bruce, let's talk about the second week of Advent. What should we be focusing on as a family this week?
Well, the second candle is often called the candle of the way, and each one of us is born, as we just said, lost in the darkness of our sin, and Jesus is the light that shows us the way out of darkness. And a great verse for us to memorize this week to celebrate the candle is John 14:6, which is a very familiar verse. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Well, that's a wonderful truth. But what can we as parents talk to our kids about this week?
Well, I think it'd be a great time to share with our kids our own story of how we came to know Christ as our Savior, especially if we've never done that before. It's so important that our kids hear how we came to find the way, if mm-hmm. you will. And even though our salvation story might be dramatic, it's important that they hear it, and it's going to be meaningful to them because it's coming from their moms or their dads. And they need to know they don't need to live a life of drama in order to get saved. But what might even make this even more fun is the holiday season comes along, and when aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas are coming by, ask them to share their testimony with your children as well and let them hear how all of their family members have come to faith.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about all the storytelling that's going to be taking place this week, and we probably shouldn't stop there either. We could also share stories about how God showed us the way during a time when we were in crisis or perhaps maybe really down on life. And these stories of faith are also a valuable reminder to us and for our kids that it's important for them to know that.
Well, I totally agree, Kat, but we shouldn't expect our kids to see that God's going to work in their lives if they're not hearing how God has been working in our lives and we're showing them how God is working.
Very good. Well, once again, we have some great resources out on our website for parents to download. Just go over to pebblesoftruth.com today and find some activities and discussion guides for both young children as well as teenagers. And next week, we're going to be discussing the third candle of Advent and what it can teach us, as well as some thoughts on Christmas carols and how we can use them to help our children grasp the true meaning of Christmas. Until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.